And how did your sister react to you having diabetes?
Well, she did taunt me during arguments when we were small and bickering, but that's what children do, isn't it? I think because of the way my parents handled it and they were so conscious that they didn't want me to feel different, I think, if anything, sometimes Sarah might have felt different in that she wasn't special because she didn't have diabetes and everyone was making a big fuss to make sure Emma got diabetic sweets, but what about Sarah? She'd quite like some normal ones. But I don't think it caused too many rifts between us, but it was there was definitely something there, I would say.
And what was it like for you at school?
I remember it feeling a bit like an event when I went back into class. Everyone was so pleased to see me, and I had this, I told them all about it, and then Mum came in and I had a special box with digestive biscuits, glucose tablets, a spare blood testing kit, and I think everyone was quite normal about it, but if I felt low in class, we'd get the box out and my teacher would sit with me and I'd do the blood test, but she'd watch to make sure everything was going okay and we'd time it all. And it was good, the support that the school gave. And I also think they didn't make a massive thing of it. You know, I could cope with it in my own way in the classroom without everyone in the whole school having a big announcement, Emma Cherry is diabetic, she's special, keep an eye out for her, kind of thing. So I think their attitude reflected the way my parents had dealt with the situation. I don't know if that was because my mum was one of the school governors and had a lot to do with the school, or just because that's the way the school was.
Would you have done blood testing in front of other children?
I don't think I ever really thought about whether I was doing it in front of other children or not. I just used to do it if I needed to. I didn't go off anywhere into a special little room to test my blood. I would sit at my seat in my desk and the teacher would sit next to me. My friend would probably be interested to make sure that I was all right. But I don't remember any children shying away or being ushered away to check the bloods. So I think my whole class must have dealt with it on a reasonably laid back way of doing things.